Biomedical telemetry has long been thought to be impossible by the majority of people and has been relegated to science fiction. The fact is that scientists developed this technology into reality at least 30 years ago and started experiments with unwitting people. By means of two-way radio communication, called telemetry or remote control, one can send a wavelength round trip to a brain transmitter in a person's head. The wavelength streams through the brain and returns to a computer, where all aspects of a human being's life are uncovered and analyzed. During the 1960s, brain transmitters as small as a half of a cigarette filter made it possible for doctors to implant them into unwitting patients during operations easily and without surgery via the nostrils. To analyze an EEG, or electroencephalogram, in a computer instead of a printer gives a whole new perspective on what can be concluded. The receipt of mental manifestations as thoughts and visual impressions or feelings, behavior and psychological reactions can be continually registered. Biomedical telemetry has made it possible for medical scientists and the state to observe the person deeper and more completely than what the individual can possibly do himself. Through analysis and programmed computers, even effects and changes in a person's physical and mental status can be created. Here are quotes from Physical Control of the Mind Toward a Psycho-Civilized Society by Professor Jose Delgado, written in 1966. By electrical stimulation of specific cerebral structures, movements can be induced by radio command. Hostility may appear or disappear. Social hierarchy can be modified. Sexual behavior may be changed. And memory, emotions, and the thinking process may be influenced by remote control. And transmitters have no batteries, are activated by radio, and can be used for life, so that the brain can be stimulated indefinitely. Here's a quote from Biomedical Telemetry by Dr. Stuart McKay. The possibilities by biomedical telemetry are limited only by the imagination of the investigator. This from PM Pearson, Swedish Defense Research Institution, FOA, 1965. Distances were not a problem, since long wavelengths could travel globally at the speed of light. Liquid crystals, which are injected directly into the bloodstream and fasten themselves to the brain, have been developed in the last 10 years. It works on the same principle as the usual transmitter and uses the same technology and contains the same possibilities. An essential part of biotelemetry encompasses the transmission of data. This occurs mostly with the help from a surgically implanted transmitter. The technology has been developed quite extensively in medical research. And from Publishers Weekly's review of The Mind Stealers by Samuel Chafkin. Telemetry for the surveillance of every citizen is on the drawing boards. That mind control techniques could become standard equipment of government, prison, and police departments is backed by a forceful documentation.